from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Yeah, more programming, the better. You have this entity, prop it up. That's one of the things ESPN has been, you know, great at. I don't know if it's necessarily worked for them. But they've been, you know, they built, when they went all in financially on Monday Night Football, they built their Monday schedule around hyping Monday Night Football from the moment you turn on your TV to game time. Mm-hmm. You're going to get some coverage of that Monday Night Football game. You know, they've got NFL Live, they got Countdown, they got all of that stuff, and it all centers on that one program that they have.
Yeah.
And, you know, NBC is not going to have that flexibility because you still have news that needs to air. You still have other things that need to air. But your point is you could do that stuff on the app, mm-hmm. and then have de facto basketball night in America, mm-hmm. and cook.
Yeah. We didn't talk about on Friday. I don't know. It could be just a mention and move on. No, we didn't talk about Skip Bayless out of the game. And they said they're saying he might be out of the game for good.
Yeah, who's going to hire him? Mm-hmm. Like if you're Skip Bayless, how are you selling yourself right now to other networks?
Yeah.
Like Skip's only hope. It's not true because I don't know. I'm not there. I just don't know what network executive would go, yeah, let's hire a divisive 76-year-old or 70-something-year-old, mm-hmm. who has done nothing but decline in the last 10 years.
Mm. Skip at this point brings nothing to the table.
I don't think he does.
When it comes to, I don't mean as a human being, I mean he's a corpse.
Right.
It's done. Like, it doesn't work. So his only hope is maybe you can't find a network, but you could find a company. And what company will sponsor the Skip Bayless show,
right.
that he can put out on his own?
On YouTube or something, yeah. like that.
Yeah, because that's the – and I don't know who tunes into that. Because if it's Skip Bayless on a monologue, man, I don't know who goes, I got to hear that.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, who – even for, like, is people who can't stand Stephen A. Smith, there's still people – that want to hear what he has to say from time to time on whatever subject, or, you know, he's so loud about something and if he's right or wrong or something like that, you want to see it. Or if he wants to, you know, spend his whole show cursing out Jason Whitlock, tap in for that. But
I'll tune in.
But, you know, he still has people that want to check out what he's got to say. I don't know if Skip Bayless has that.
Am I misremembering this? He did a show about Whitlock, right? Did he call him a
fat? Oh, yeah, he went
fat
in. Yeah, it was unedited.
Yeah, okay. I was like, wait, am I imagining that? Did that really happen? No, it happened.
He went in.
It was kind of cringy, but it's fine. It's fine.
He said, I talked to my pastor about this. And I said,
oh, Jesus.
I've got to do what I've got to do.
Hey, Pastor Johnson, I'm about to light up Jason Whitlock on the pod. Don't tune in. Okay, Stephen A. Yeah, it felt like Skip's exit was forthcoming. I didn't realize it was going to be like, oh, yeah, this is my last show.
It was like Friday.
Yeah.
I heard it on Monday, and it was like Friday.
Yeah, no, this is my last show. And, like, I wonder how that went, because I'm assuming he didn't do that show knowing it was his last show.
Mm, right.
That he got pulled aside when it was over and says, hey, we're going to sit you down the rest of the way, or whatever his contract deal looks like. But I guess it's the danger of relevance. Mm. He was, whether I like it or not, he was relevant for a long time.
He was.
Can't take that
from him.
Him and Stephen A. were credited for, maybe incorrectly credited for, like, the launch of sports debate television and things like that, mm-hmm. or at least to that degree. And he got a bag from Fox. That man has made a lot of money in his career. A
lot of money.
You're 70 something years old, buddy. Relax.
Yeah, just go ahead. You won at that aspect.
But it's the danger of relevance. Mm. That man can't handle the thought of not being relevant in the space anymore.
Might be like a drug to him.
Right. So instead of enjoying all that he's earned from all of the hard work he put in, mm-hmm. he just wants to prove he's still relevant, which takes away from everything that you've done. I don't know if the man has grandkids. I gotta assume he does. Go spend time with somebody.
That's crazy. He's 76.
I don't think he does. He's talked like about his career and his wife. He's like, yeah, I let my wife know, like, she comes second to all this. So, like, Skip is like really deep into it.
Well, she's about to come first. You ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing left now, man. Like I said, you didn't make a lot of money.
It could also be like, hey, I don't want to be first guy. You go yell at somebody. Go yell at the wall, because I'm going out with my girls. I'm not used to you being around here.
You made a lot of money, man. You've etched your name, for better or for worse, in the history of sports media. It's good. It's time. Go ahead. Have your little YouTube channel. It's fine. It's whatever.
I won't miss him.
I won't either. I can promise you that.
I can tell you, like, I've never once tuned in. I've seen his show at the barbershop, and that's it.
Mm. Yeah, same. It wasn't really my thing. Even when Shannon was on there, wasn't really interested.
You remember back when you used to, like, know what channel ESPN was? Like, it was channel, like, 206 or something like that.
Well, I went way back. Yeah. 32. It was channel 32.
Well, what network was that? Comcast?
Was it Comcast or Sat Cable or something like that?
It was Comcast. My grandma had channel 32 ESPN, too.
Yeah. But Jesse, you don't know about Sacramento Cable, though.
I don't.
It was channel 32. Then you got ESPN2. Oh, snap, 32 and 33.
What used to be so frustrating is then, like, ESPN Classics would be like channel 70.
I think it was, yeah. Well, it'd be, yeah, I think it was, like, I think it was 407.
Okay. I think 206 was the number on DirecTV. I don't know why 206. Is that right?
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
Because I was an idiot that had DirecTV.
I had DirecTV.
Can you? They overturn the lawsuit. I ain't getting no money.
Yeah.
I ain't getting nothing.
No, I think the NFL maybe. That's kind of weird how that went down.
Some bags were dropped.
I think honestly.
The judge literally came out and said, "You know what? No, never mind." And then NFL, you're good.
The judge basically said, like, yeah, the jury didn't know what the hell they were doing, so I'm trying to turn this back.
What? That's how the system works?
Like I said, I didn't even get my bag.
You have a jury who says, nope, pay these people. And then the judge goes, no, hit him with the Ramsey.
Yeah, I'm
no.
like paraphrasing, but it's like the value of the damages, like they had the values wrong or something like that, the jury. So instead
of adjusting the value of the damages, he just turns the thing over.
Come on, man.
And goes, NFL, you're good. Go
That's
be well.
That's crazy. I didn't hear about that. Sorry to
all you poor people who were hoping to get an NFL Sunday ticket stimulus check.
I think Floyd was going to get sued, too. Like, some people were going to get paid at least. It wasn't like those little $2 settlement checks or whatever.
Yeah, it was like a couple rack or so.
I already spent mine.
Like Michael Scott got blood on the fur coat. I've been waiting for that check to come in. I'd already spent it.
So this can't be overturned. It's just gone.
I don't know. I don't like what. I don't know how you. I don't know. I don't know the. Clearly, I don't know the legal process because I didn't even know you could do this.
Yeah, as far as
now, judge to judge, like I've heard of before. That's what appeals are and all of that. But the judge just going to the jury, like, nah, they messed this up. You guys are fine. Sorry for the inconvenience, Mr. Jones. Keep it moving.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think they just literally like, never mind. Now we're done.
And now it's over.
Yeah. NFL wins again.
Sorry. Sorry to all of us who thought we were getting a...
It was too good to be true. I saw some of those numbers totally being thrown out. Like, there's no way.
They said everybody was getting like 2,000 or
something like that. I started counting the amount of years my stupid ass paid for it. Then I was waiting for the email from YouTube to go, hey, we're sorry. We have been price gouging you the last year. No, instead I get an email that says, hey, jackass, that $400 payment's coming out in a couple days. Better think about it.
Damn. NFL hit me up too. Like, yeah, about to renew.
Wasn't it Apple
TV? Whoa.
Wasn't it?
I don't even have the Sunday ticket.
Wasn't Apple TV that was trying to make the Sunday ticket like cheaper
affordable
for us? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And if it was like, no, we're not having it.
And NFL was like, no, we're not. I can't remember the term they used, but you're going to bring down the value of our product by doing that.
Busters. Then Kyle alerted me to something that I didn't know. That NBC paid more. Now, inflation, different time, timing is everything. But the amount they paid for the NBA is more than the amount they paid for the NFL.
Okay, yeah.
And the NFL media rights deal, it wasn't that long ago. It was probably, about 2-3 years ago?
I remember the collective bargaining agreement being 2020.
Okay.
Because those dummies signed that agreement, like... A couple of days before the world shut down.
Jeez.
As that relates to the media rights deal, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, NBC paying top dollar for the NBA.
When did the NFL start purposely giving ESPN trash football games? Do anybody remember when that was?
About 2 years ago, I think.
It was 2 years. They were mad at ESPN about something and was like, all right. You can have the Bucks versus the Jaguars.
Damn.
On there.
Primetime games in the NFL have been pretty bad lately, though, last couple of years.
It's only Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football is the only one that has decent ones now.
Sunday's the only one. Monday.
No, they brought Thursday night back because Thursday went to...
They were all that first year. Now, maybe it wasn't their fault, but the first year or the second year... Whatever last year was awful.
Thursday Night Football's
was
tough,
Amazon,
though.
Right? That's Amazon.
Yeah. I don't know if those players.
Remember Al Michaels was getting mad in the middle of the game?
That's another guy who maybe.
Oh, yeller.
Well, you don't have to shoot him, but.
Maybe give him a headset, but don't connect it this time.
The old
PS4, like PlayStation controller thing. Like, here, Al, here, come play with us.
Give him an alternate broadcast or something that, you know, you need to. You have to be on the Amazon extra to get that one.
Well, see, and that's a good thing, and that's what they could do for like some of these guys that don't want to go away. Just here, we'll give you an alternate broadcast.
The old yellow broadcast.
We'll throw Al Michaels, Skip Bayless, whoever, Mad Dog Russo in there. We won't connect anything. We won't connect a thing. All right, so we won't be able to hear them. But we'll just kind of, all right, there you guys go. Go play.
Oh, Al Michaels, man. Skip Bayless, and Mad Dog, huh? Man, what would that sound like?
They can talk about Lou Gehrig.
Throw what's his name in there? The gambling guy.
Brent Musburger.
Brent Musburger. Yeah. Put him out there, too, for sure.
Definitely not micing him up.
Just from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Just lock the door. Yeah, just lock the door and leave them all
they
in there.
They go in
together.
There, tell stories about Stan Musial.
How the game used to be better. Back in my day, all these guys wearing jewelry and all this nonsense. We'll come back. Yeah, so that Brandon Ayuk tweet never went out.
No, and it actually looks like it might be the exact opposite.
Maybe those were goodbye handshakes.
Maybe they whispered to each other, I hate you. I hate you too.
Hey, man. I think it's a done deal.
Is he gone?
Yeah, I think he's gone.
Oh, no. Let's talk about it. Yeah. We got to talk about the return of the original tribal chief as well. There's good and bad with moments like that. But you don't know until it's happening. Mm. We'll explain. Stilo and Casey. And what I did after SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Shout out to Discord. Shout out. Well, you got to get in Discord. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. James Hamm going to join us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. If you want to take part in the show, Chatty House is a great way to do it. Log in through YouTube. Join the dopest community in all of sports media. Of course, you can hit us on the phone lines as well. 916-909-1320. SummerSlam Saturday night. Fantastic event at Cleveland. I wasn't sure how that would look. It looked fantastic. They, that's one thing. Like, WWE production is second to none. And they had that Cleveland Brown Stadium rocking. I thought the whole show was really good. I thought they told some great stories. I think the best tweet our friends sent us, I don't know who this person is on Twitter, but they said Dominic Mysterio is the first person I've seen turn heel while already being a heel. He turned more heel. Man, they paid that story
that
off.
Was great.
As predictable as it felt like it was becoming, right, especially after the promo last week or the week before where Liv left with the tears streaming down her face, the fake tears streaming down her face. Oh, they executed that turn to perfection.
Yeah, they that was phenomenal. That was, like you said, it was obvious, but it was still good. It was they paid it off and they executed it in a flawless manner. So
and ended what we know now as the Judgment Day.
Yeah, combined with what happened with Damian Priest as well.
Which was the right call.
Yeah.
It was the right call. Gunther is He was clearly next.
It's about damn time.
Yeah, they have done a magnificent job building him up into. He comes across like almost like a monster, like Brock Lesnar is, but he's like not even like remotely that size. But he's a guy that you look at and you go, man, he doesn't feel beatable. Like he just wins. And they've booked him. They've told his story, I think, to perfection. And then it all led to the big moment at the end.
I wasn't sure what's going to happen.
Bloodline rules. The tribal chief returns. And the one downside was when they made it Bloodline rules on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So when that happens, it felt like the crowd, who I thought was really good all night, mm-hmm. the crowd was waiting for the run-ins because you knew it was going to happen.
Right.
And then they teased something with it was super weird. It was so out of place that you knew it was a tease. The Arn Anderson spot when Cody is walking Pharaoh and he sees Arn Anderson and stops, and Arn says, hey, you know, I've been in a lot of locker rooms. I've called in some favors. There's some guys that got you back. The Discord jumped like Ricky Starks is showing up tonight. And Ricky Starks is showing up tonight. But KO's music hits and it's like, all right, it's part of the story. Then Randy Orton's music hits and it's like, all right, it's part of the story. So you got all of that, and then you get back to Cody and Solo. Mm. And you know Jacob hasn't shown up yet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one more equalizer.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jacob comes out. I thought he broke his leg.
Everybody did.
I absolutely did. The way he reacted when I went to Twitter and slowed the video down.
Yeah.
I thought he, like, Gordon Hayward broke it.
It low-key looked like he got hurt, and then he realized, no, I'm still a wrestler, so I have to, like act like I'm still part of this, but, like, also, like, this hurts hella bad. You get what I'm saying?
He did such a good job. They had to leak out that, no, he's okay.
He didn't do it like that.
Well, he didn't do it like that.
He's not okay.
Well, he didn't break it, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's in a walking boot.
Yeah. But the only reason I said it, maybe I hadn't seen it, is... I don't know who's leaking it out, but like, no, that was part of what had to go on.
That you're supposed to sell like a leg injury or whatever.
He had to sell it crazy, and he sold it crazy. But like, they've had to put that out that he was supposed to sell it like that. Because the whole thing was, he was supposed to be so hurt he couldn't do anything when Roman came out.
Okay, I'm gonna call Cap. So I don't know who's putting that out there. I'm calling Cap on all of that. This monster, this mm-hmm. Samoan werewolf,
mm-hmm.
he was just going to lay there selling an ankle injury?
Well, that,
like, no, you needed to, if you were going to do that, you needed to take him out somehow.
Well, one of the other reasons they said that one of the telltale signs is nobody came over there.
Well.
No refs came over there. There's no X, nothing.
Yeah, okay. I'm not buying any of that. Maybe it happened. No,
you think
he got hurt and they called an audible as to how to get him out of the match. And because Solo comes over and he kind of looks at him and Jacob says, go, get him in. And Solo's looking at him, get him in. And like, that's where I think the audible was called. I don't know what was supposed to happen next. Maybe Roman was supposed to take them both out.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Roman was supposed to hit the Superman punch on on Jacob. And like, I have no idea.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just hard for me to believe that the idea was for him to just sit there and, oh, I can't get up. My tribal chief is getting attacked. Like, that's especially the way that you've built this character. I have a tough time with that. Triple H said afterwards, he's pretty banged up. He was like he got a little banged up in that main event.
Mm-hmm.
But I, honest to God, like, I thought the way his leg hit the edge of the table, I thought he legit snapped it.
Yeah, he
and then the way he reacted was like, oh my God.
Before I saw that other stuff, I thought that too. And I mean he might have really been hurt, but him in a walking boot, that I'm not a doctor, but that tells me if anything, it might be.
You know, yeah, it's probably not broken.
Yeah,
like yeah,
sprained ankle or contusion or something.
If he's in a walking boot, his bone's not sticking out through his skin. Like I was afraid it might be.
Yeah. But that was, I mean, that was either way. That was
also
that was nice storytelling.
He's next.
Mm-hmm.
He's next. I don't know how you ever work him as a babyface, but that dude's next.
Yeah. He's the truth.
And then the moment came where the music hit and Cleveland just erupts. And there was, you know, he's taken the slow walk to the ring. There was a moment though where I'm watching it and I'm like, this is, what's he gonna do? Because it's kind of one of those things where they're moving at the same time. Does he get Cody or does he go for Solo? And so there was a moment where I was like, what's he gonna do right here? And OTC didn't register right away. And his Superman punch gets the crowd reaction, hits the spear, and then the million-dollar look at Cody. I see you. I'm going to let you work.
Yeah.
I see you. I'm leaving. And then Cody not taking his eyes off him the rest of the night was perfect.
The only thing, I'm nitpicking a little bit, the only thing that I wasn't expecting if he was going to come back or whatever, and I would have changed a little bit, is what was up with the intro music? Is that the full version of his ring walk music? Because usually, like on SmackDown or whatever, it's just like that's how it starts. And before they had I don't know what that was, and then you see the head of the table and all this other stuff, and then you hear the choir or whatever it is. And he comes out. I would have just wanted the choir to come out, cause that oh snap, that's Roman Reigns' music. It was, I don't know what that music was before.
It might have been
the extended version or something like that.
Well, no, it could have just been they wanted like his music doesn't hit with the reaction for lack of a better a pop. So you have the tum tum. And then everyone looks. And what do you see when you look? We didn't see it, but they saw it. You saw ahead of the table. So then the music, the choir music can go from there. But you get the reaction where everyone looks at the entranceway.
It was great to see him back, though. We were at Walmart earlier, and we were talking about it. And I was just like, I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I don't think it's going to not this SummerSlam. Like I just felt like I hadn't heard enough about it. But man, when I saw he came through, I was like, oh boy, Tribal Chief is back. You tweeted it out. Far and away the biggest star in the business. Number two is not even close.
I genuinely don't know who number two is. It might be Punk, and that was a hell of a story they told with Drew and Seth. I thought the bracelet part was a little silly, but I understand it was like a part of the story. And you didn't have, like, it's probably the best way that they could work it all together with Seth being involved, Drew being involved, and Punk being involved. Punk might be the second biggest star in professional wrestling, but I can't say that definitively. I know who the biggest star in professional wrestling is, and it's Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I don't know when that changes. It feels like for that to change, that person isn't on the roster yet. I don't think anybody on the roster can unseat him as the number one attraction in the game.
Well, just his era, like how it was seen as now. Like I don't think anyone is till he's just.
Oh down. Yeah, this is Roman's. Yeah, Roman has an era for sure.
How old is Roman?
How old?
Yeah, is he
40? Maybe.
I was about to say, is he in his 40s yet?
He should be. We forget, like, he's been around a really long time.
Yeah.
He's 39.
I think I'm over the Cody Rhodes thing, too.
Why do you hate Cody Rhodes?
I don't hate him, but it's like, all right, like, what's the story? Like, what are we doing? Like, I don't know what the plan is here.
It's
Roman came out, and, like, this is clearly, like you said, like, Roman is clearly that guy, and just Cody's the WWE champion, just kind of, like, there.
Cody's not Damian Priest.
He's not that. No, he's not that. I would never be that disrespectful, but he's just...
That was disrespectful to Damian Priest. Like,
what?
He just never
that disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
He just never found his footing. Like, his second run will be better.
Yeah, maybe in AEW.
Oh.
Come on, man. He's out of the company?
Wow.
Probably Will Ospreay or whatever, but I don't know. It's just, I feel like that's like, what is next for him? Cody.
Cody feels very
secondary.
You watch it and you study it way more than I do. Even you do as well, Jesse. I never thought Cody was, he's not head of the company material.
Oh, you're so very wrong.
I'm not there, but I feel like I just kind of gotten, I don't think stale is the right word because it's kind of extreme, but it's just, time to build up the excitement.
He ended up being the head of the company, and he was never the biggest storyline. Once he got the belt.
What's the biggest storyline?
Punk and Drew. I would even say Dominic had a bigger storyline than what Cody. Cody, since WrestleMania, hadn't done nothing.
Yeah, he's been wrapped up with the bloodline still for the most part, He's had a couple of weird title matches. Yeah, he had a couple of weird title matches. I didn't love the AJ Styles. I think they were trying to reestablish this new version of the bloodline to make them feel like they're on par with the Roman Usos version that we know. And I think they did a masterful job with that. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, you kind of let Cody linger. And this is what this happened in 97 when they gave Taker the title out of 13 is he was basically a placeholder where he like wrestled Farouk once and then he wrestled Stone Cold Steve Austin once and then he wrestled Mankind once. Like he never had anything. Cody had those matches with AJ, and did he have one against Logan?
I think he did.
I think he had one against Logan Paul.
Yeah. And then it was like, all right, we're back to the bloodline. And now you've got this Roman thing out there where you've got to tell this story. And then you also have The Rock. So you've put Cody in a spot where he just kind of has to take out guys until he gets to the main story. And the main stories are Roman and The Rock.
I would say that goes to my point. Like, he ain't the one.
No, you're wrong. He's a prisoner of The Rock right now. Because if it's Roman, you can move forward with Roman however you want to. But you have to pay this Rock-Cody thing off somehow. Like, if you really think Cody's not a star, I don't think you're watching. Like, Cody is a massive star.
He gets a response. The people love him. All that, I see the response that he gets.
You just don't like him because he's like a Cena, Hulk Hogan 87 type character. He's a baby face. Like, he's a straight up baby face. That's what he is. And when he turns heel, boy, that's going to be now just that, gonna, that's gonna be now, vicious. Now,
we'll do it at WrestleMania against Cena. That's how you do it.
That'd be a good one.
But okay, one. So...
Does he headline? He headlines at least one of the nights, though, huh?
Yeah, you do Saturday.
Cody?
Yeah.
Yes, Cody's headlining WrestleMania.
Well, you say it like, because we all know he ain't headlining the night.
Cody.
He's not headlining the night.
Well, we don't think that he is.
Because he ain't. He's not.
So how you getting Cody in?
Unless he's got a dance partner who's bigger than him. That's how he's headlining tonight.
Well, there's only two guys in the company probably that are bigger than him, and it's The Rock and Roman.
I understand. Maybe Punk.
I don't know.
You probably have to WrestleMania 25, that thing. Like, the main match would be like Taker, Shawn, Rock versus Roman, and then have Cody versus Cena at the end or something.
Rock versus Roman, Cody.
Like, that'll be like the second to last.
We're really booking Cody versus Cena at WrestleMania?
Yes, we are. Yes. Who else Cena are you going to put him against, huh?
That's the whole point.
I won't do that.
That's the whole point. Cena, I mean, it's a different, like, historically. Maybe today, I don't know if he's bigger than Cody, like, at this very moment. But, like, that's what you need for Cody. Cody, I don't think...
I don't think
Cody can carry it. I don't think he can carry it. He can't carry the franchise.
I think he can. They should have booked it better or something. It's just, yeah, like I said, they should have booked it a little bit better.
I think you're crazy. Yeah, I think you're crazy.
When I think about a number one, it ain't about who you book him with. He's number one. He's the one. Like you,
name one guy who out the gate won the title and just was immediately the guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You probably know these things better than I do, so I'm not going to test your knowledge on the history of it. But like,
you're still, I don't think you're in a process of establishing Cody. Like, Cody's established, but establishing him as the face of the franchise, I think you're still doing, especially because the face of the franchise is still there. Mm-hmm. And that's Roman. And now Roman is transitioning from the hottest heel the company has seen in the last 4 years, 5 years, arguably the hottest heel the company has seen since Vince McMahon in 1998. Mm-hmm. He's transitioning to a babyface. And the toughest thing, a good rule of thumb is, if you're the hottest heel, mm-hmm, and you do it right, you could be the hottest babyface.
Mm-hmm.
And Roman is staring at becoming the hottest baby face in the company. And if they move forward with this, and because everyone's like, oh, Roman's back. Like, Roman might be back like The Rock is back. Mm-hmm. Like, he'll be on SmackDown Friday. Mm-hmm. And then what? Like, is he just back every Friday? Is he back on every PLE? Like, he wasn't even doing that before he left.
Right.
Like, he's in that stage where... I'm almost with Roman. Make him Brock Lesnar. Make him special. Don't have him show up every week, except in Sacramento. Right. Don't have him show up at every premium live event. Like, make what he is doing special. And then you've got a difficult reality to face if you are going to do the third matchup between Roman and Cody, because babyface versus babyface doesn't work.
Mm.
Like, to truly, like, draw money, it doesn't work. And you can't turn Roman.
Yeah, I would.
You're talking about turning him versus Cena. You got to turn him versus. You got to turn Cody versus Roman.
I think that'd be the move. Cody, mind you, really, really good. Great at what he does. But
you've spent the last 20 minutes trashing him. You and your little sidekick in there.
Whoa! I said he's great.
But Cody's got to show. For me, he's got to show that he's more than a moment. The finish your story thing, that was a moment in time.
It's 2 years.
He wasn't carrying the franchise with that.
No, but they hung on everything that he did for 2 years.
They were ready to get rid of it, allegedly.
Who what? No, they weren't ready to get rid of it. They were ready to
sidestep it because old boy came back.
Yeah, that's not. They were ready to sign.
And it's not.
That's again. It's what I just. You're working at the mercy of the schedule of the CEO, or he's not the CEO,
but
the board member.
And it's not his fault, but the reality is he wasn't the guy those years. If those two left, he could carry the company.
He could. But he's not. You still have work to do with him. He's not a finished product. Cody is not a finished product at all. Because you still have Roman. Mm-hmm. Because you still have this story with The Rock. More so than Roman, when The Rock's done, that's where you really have to establish what Cody is with this company. And then where Roman goes after this likely match with The Rock will go a long way as to who you're establishing moving forward. Because I think Roman's time as a every Friday night guy is done.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But 40, you know, he's 39 years old right now. That's far from old in the wrestling world anymore. But few people have done what he's done over the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he carried the title through something called the Thunderdome era. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He turned heel in front of a crowd of no one.
Of screens.
Yeah. That might even been before the screens. It might have just been empty when he turned heel.
Yeah.
But whatever Cody is, whatever the future is, man, Roman is special.
He really is. He really is, man. You know, it was a moment. It had social media buzzing on Saturday night.
We thought for so long The Rock was going to turn babyface. He's not, right? it's going to be Roman versus The Rock with The Rock as the heel at WrestleMania.
What happens with Solo? Is that they're just kind of around? Solo and Jacob?
Solo hates everyone. Maybe The Rock and Solo are aligned.
Mm-hmm. The Rock comes back, says, no, this the real tribal G.
Don't do that again. You've pulled that. You've pulled the ripcord on that once. Maybe
not himself talking about.
Yeah, Solo. You already said that to Roman. Don't call someone else the tribal chief, because I'm sorry, you're The Rock, and like you've acknowledged two different cousins as your tribal chief, bro. You ain't no final boss. You're Billy Gunn at this point.
He can Billy Gunn. He can phrase it as, this is the guy that I've anointed as next. I thought you were that dude, Roman, but you didn't have it.
See, you could cut this promo. Yeah,
this is the guy that I'm saying you could, he's the next one.
Do that. Just don't call him the tribal chief.
Yeah, that's fine.
You could call him next. That's just fine. Don't call him the tribal chief.
Yeah.
Maybe he comes back and he tries to bring them together. And Roman spears him.
That could happen, too. We still got Jay and Jimmy hanging out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's what I like. They didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
They left it to because they were chanting, yeet. Didn't bite.
Yeah.
They let Kevin Owens do it. They let Randy Orton do it. Mm-hmm. And then Roman paid it off. Now you have, I don't know, how about at the Golden One Center? Jimmy and Jay can come out. Like there's a
you
point.
Want a real pop? Do there, it at the Golden One Center.
There's a story that has to be told that reunites everybody together.
Mm.
Tell it over time.
Mm.
I love listening to Triple H talk, man, because Triple H is like, yeah, we've got, you know, like they've got these. He laid out like the rest of the year and all of these. It feels like every show that they do now is like this massive international or stadium show.
Mm.
It's people will fight this, and that's fine. I don't know that wrestling's ever been hotter than it is right now. From a financial standpoint, I don't know that it's ever been hotter than it is right now.
Yeah.
I know everyone loves TV ratings and talk about the glory years of the Attitude Era and all of that nonsense. I'm not sure that the professional wrestling business has ever been stronger than it is right now.
Hmm. I'm not going to fight you on it. That's a good question, though, because, I mean, Hogan era, when he was doing this thing.
Yeah, were still at the Richfield Coliseum, with all due respect to
true, as a whole, Ohio. Yeah. Hogan was a massive star. He was a pop culture star.
For sure.
Roman is that, I think. And then in the Attitude Era, Stone Cold and The Rock were, too. But financially, I think you're 100% correct, for sure. I mean, they making bees. They making billions.
Yeah, they're on the uptick for the first time. It feels like. I mean, it feels like in a long time. Like they had WrestleMania 17, and things kind of changed after that. Mm-hmm. But they still regularly did stadium shows.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just feels like everything that they're doing is a stadium. They've got SummerSlam two nights next year.
Yeah.
Although
Bad job by, and Cleveland was good. It was good.
Cleveland was good.
But bad job by them by not selling it out. It tarped off the upper deck. I ain't never seen that.
It's still 54,000.
That's a lot of people.
That's 54,000.
That's a lot of people. Yeah. I ain't never seen the top deck tarped off, though. Think about the stadiums. You ever seen the couple of them, like, Maybe Royal Rumble, they're like the lighting you couldn't see all the way in the upper deck. Maybe there weren't people up there. Levi's was
packed.
Levi's was what, 70,000?
I can't remember what it was.
It
holds like
70
something
for but
remember the side. You're missing a side because you have the big.
True.
You have the big true, screens true. Over there and the big entrance over there. We'll come back. Speaking of Levi Stadium, will Brandon Ayuk ever play there again?
Won't be seeing him anytime soon.
Well, he can't carry the company. Stilo and Casey, Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Man, Zay and Jesse reminded me. I thought you guys would have picked up on this. Zay asking, hey, you going to tell everyone what you did after SummerSlam?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Well, the Discord was popping, and Zay was hosting a watch party for SummerSlam.
A word?
Yeah. So it was a great chance to just hang out, watch wrestling, talk with the Chatty House.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there was another event that night.
Uh-huh.
That Zay hosted a watch party for.
Oh.
So I kind of checked out for a little bit and just did some, you know, did some things after sitting around and watching wrestling for 3 hours, 4 hours. I was like, well, let me get some things done. And
show went by pretty quick too.
Open. Yeah, it was booked. It was booked very, very well. And, you know, we had had a, you and I had had a pretty long day. And I opened the Discord up and there maybe 6 or 7 rounds into Bud.
Ah.
So I watched the final, was it five rounds or so? Four or five rounds.
Wait a minute. How'd you do that?
Well, don't worry about that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me know.
Well, you got to get into Discord. Like, I ain't going to reveal all of the secrets. So, I'm just saying I watched Bud Crawford with the Chatty House.
So
it's perplexing.
If I didn't know this is how this works. Say hypothetically, if I was like, oh man, SummerSlam's over, I want to watch the fight. I could go to Discord. Hypothetically. I'm not saying that's what you would do.
Hypothetically, if someone in the Chatty House was hosting a watch party, mm-hmm. a hypothetical watch party, mm-hmm. for a fight. Yeah, it's possible that could happen.
I didn't know I had that capabilities.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Yeah. I thought it was the matter of we're all watching SummerSlam together, let's hop in the Discord and talk about it.
I didn't know.
No, it's right there. It's right there on the screen.
Huh.
I'll be damned. Well,
I really got to figure out Discord, man.
There's nothing to figure out. It's just don't try to catch up in messages. Like, you know, you'll get tagged in like a joke and someone making fun of me because I'm old. And then like, I'll try to find it. And it was like 90 Drew Down text messages ago. I can't find it because Drew Down is just firing off him and Manny are just firing off jokes back and forth. And so, like, as long as you don't do that, like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
So you saw the end of it. What did you think of the fight? Like, I didn't... I was watching it. I couldn't... I wasn't always up to date, if that makes any sense.
Yep.
Yeah. I wasn't always up to date. So I'd be watching, and all of a sudden, I'm watching another part of the fight.
Yep.
So...
Yep.
I couldn't even score it. I like to score the fights. I couldn't even really score it because I couldn't, it wasn't reliable.
I was a little perplexed because I didn't know, I know what you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Bud was fighting was holding his own. I'm like, wait a minute, is this a big fight? And I didn't know it.
Well, I mean,
and then it appeared some of the discourse was it wasn't a big fight and Bud looked rough.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Everything you said is correct. I don't think he looked rough, though. I thought the other guy boxed really well.
I thought the only thing I like, well, that was gorgeous, is I think it was the 12th round. It could have been the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
But he threw like a double uppercut or something like that, and it was just gorgeous because he throws this uppercut, connects, and then just loads it up again, which you don't see that very often just because of the body movement it takes.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that is gorgeous.
He's one of the best fighters.
I didn't know we was having a watch party.
I didn't know either. Nobody let me know.
I didn't see the.
That's crazy.
I didn't see the whole fight.
Left
but
out again.
From what I saw, I thought he won the fight, but again, I missed like 7 rounds, so I didn't know. The way they were talking was like, okay, maybe Bud needed to win these last 2 rounds because this.
He definitely.
They're talking in a way where it's like he has not dominated this fight.
He definitely figuratively and literally needed to win those last two rounds.
Okay.
Because I think on the scorecards, on two of the scorecards, he won the last two rounds, and if he didn't, it would have been a draw, or
okay.
Or Madrimov would have won the fight. So he came through in the clutch like he needed to. From what I was able to see, it was a close fight. Some of those close rounds I probably would have gave to Bud. And I think one of the scorecards is 116-112. That's probably what I would have had it for Bud. It was the guy was, you know, a little different. But, I mean, 13th round with Damian Barlin coming up soon.
Oh, that's cap.
Man,
that's
cap. I see you, big dog.
Damian Kellerman.
Okay.
That guy kind of disappeared.
Well, I saw something about that randomly. Brian Kenny was speaking about that. I don't know who was speaking to Brian Kenny. I don't know what happened, but Brian Kenny was like, yeah, no, he's good. He's good. And basically it was when he got fired, it was a non-compete clause.
Mm.
So it was, we'll pay you out, but you can't do anything, like nothing. So he's like, fine, you pay me not to do nothing, I won't do anything for a couple years.
Sounds like a dream.
But Brian Kenny was like, nah, I think that's coming to an end, and he's on his way back. He's on his way back. So maybe he goes over to Fox. Actually, I heard FS1 wants Nick Wright to be like their main guy.
Their main boxing guy or their main guy?
Sports guy. Like, take Skip's place.
Okay.
So.
Well, good luck. I still won't be tuning in, but yeah. Good luck to them.
I thought you went outside, though. That's what I thought. I thought, oh, Zay had a watch party.
I thought you were going to tell us you were at Tiger or something.
Like, do y'all not know me? Like, we were together outside for literally outside for four straight hours in 105 degree heat, and you thought I was going back outside?
I didn't know.
Ever since you've done this Vegas thing, you've been outside, like you said. Just, we've let it be known, Damian is outside again.
Yeah, man, that's just what he does.
Well,
now.
I did get home later from the Chris Brown concert than you did.
He did. He was ready to hang out. And then what was the other one that we went to? And you was
Janet.
Like, yo, let's hang out.
We're going to Tiger.
I was like, I
got to
go home.
Go home. Jasmine won't let me go out.
This guy, he's a new man out here.
Who was falling asleep in their chair? It wasn't me.
It wasn't me either.
Yeah, and I ain't going to say who it was. She likes to get her little jokes off in the chatty house. She over there. She over there. Nah, that's not true. But she was... Chris Brown hit the ballads and was putting this all
that's, that's when I had to take a seat. I was like, all right, I'll stand back up when he gets to act four. you see Bonte was there.
I saw that.
Bonte was at the
front. I saw
that stadium looked fantastic.
Yeah, it did.
Looked fantastic. Yeah. Did you see Eminem?
I didn't see Eminem.
He performed. He did like five songs before the fight.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I did. I didn't see anything before the fight.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't pay
fight.
Attention.
Yeah, you hate Eminem.
I don't hate Eminem. Stop it.
You kind of do.
Stop it.
You hate Eminem and you hate Cody Rhodes.
Don't hate Cody Rhodes.
You hate white blonde dudes, man. Jeez.
I don't hate neither one of them guys. I just don't. Eminem, you know. Like I told you on Saturday, I like the way he rhymes. I like the way he puts words together. His songs, like song-wise, like am I going to be bopping and doing, like, no. Am I going to be like, oh, man, this... I gotta hear this again. Probably not, but I love the way he raps. I'm in awe of the way he puts words together.
Very talented.
Our guy Crocky.
Oh Lord.
Our guy Crocky tweeted out. He's like, I'm watching the fight, and I'm watching this Eminem concert he's putting on right now. And it's made me think. Anybody still listen to Eminem like that? No, they lit up his mentions.
Oh man.
They lit up his mentions.
Well, I try to
got him.
Yeah. How many people like screenshotted the Spotify rankings? He's been like number one 3 of the last 4 months.
Yeah, somebody listened.
Well, ever since Houdini dropped.
Yeah.
He's been at the top of that list. It's been him. I think every month since May, it's been some version of M, Drake, Kendrick, and Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And you can shuffle those a couple of times, but more times than not, M's been at the top of that list.
Yeah, they are listening. They are listening. There was one other thing I was about to ask you, too, about Oh, no. Nah. Never mind. It's all good.
Okay.
Just shout out.
Spit it out.
Shout out Antelope, man. Shout out Antelope.
Well, all right. Shout out to the Walmart. And that's a very different version than of Antelope than I remember. Like,
Not what I remember.
The way, I think what just threw me off is like how to get there.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was just, I was like, I'm going to the wrong place. I'm going to have to call them and tell them. I'm like, I have no clue where I'm at. And then it was like, I'm driving down this dusty road and all of a sudden, Walmart. Oh, all right.
And when Walmart. They said Watt Avenue, I was thinking of a completely different
A whole direction. Different one. But they pulled up on us, man. They did.
The donations, you know, the school bus had a ton of donations in it, man, and that was good to see. That was really cool to see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.